Now, Mohammed's 5-year-old wanted to know the answer to this one.
Why does soap come in different colours but always comes out with white bubbles?
Terrific question, Stuart. Why is it that I can buy all these exciting ranges of colours of soaps, but as soon as I put them in the bath, turn the taps on, the foam I get is just white?
That's an amazing question. And you'd think, actually, that, you know, soaps contain all these different dyes in them that absorb light of different colours. So why isn't that colour reflected in the foam? Things look like a certain colour because when the light hits the object, it's either absorbed or a certain wavelengths are reflected. But actually, in this case, we're getting all lots of different wavelengths reflected. So even though there is the dye in the soap and it has this certain colour, so much light's being scattered back to us and reflected back to us that actually we perceive it as white. And there's a great experiment, which I don't know if any of you have done this with Marmite.
Do you love it or hate it?
Oh, I can't stand Marmite itself, but this is great. So you can do this at home. If you get a bowl and put some Marmite in it and you get a whisk and you start whisking the Marmite. Marmite is this really sticky, dark brown substance, and you think, well, it's, you know, well, light kind of not being reflected from that. But as you whisk more and more air into it, you introduce more and more, we create a foam of Marmite, then actually it starts to go paler and paler, and eventually it starts to kind of turn into this kind of white cream colour.
And you discovered this how?
Practice.
But it really goes white.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, if you whisk it far enough, I mean, it's kind of like a beigey white. But yeah, if you really put enough air into it, it'll eventually go foamy, and then it will start to look white.
Can you make Marmite meringues then?
Oh, that's horrible. Oh,
it's a horrible thought. But yeah. From a physics point of view, would it happen?
I guess if you could somehow get it to the Marmite to spread out and be dispersed, as we say, into a mixture of egg and protein, then maybe you could. That sounds like a great idea. I might try that later.
And just to return to the soap point of view, away from the Marmite, it's the same principle then that when you look at snow, this is white, despite the fact that you've got water, which is transparent, that makes it. You end up with white snow because it's lots of little crystals of ice, which are doing pretty much the same thing. Milk, probably the same, or Dettol. When you pour Dettol or detergent in water, you get it going into a cloudy white colour, and it's little blobs, which are bending light in the same way.
Yeah, it's all to do with, does this material that we're looking at have lots of different angles and a complex structure that can cause light to scatter and reflect in lots of different angles?
Stuart, thank you very much.